Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Yeah, how about cats in hats?
Yeah, isn't that cool? It's actually it's called The Cat in the Hat Says Don't Cancel That. I took the headline from the New York Post, which is the New York Times' more conservative cousin. And what's fun about it, if you look it up, is that the journalist has written the entire article in Dr. Seuss-style rhyming paragraphs. So there's nothing else in the article. It's only that. And of course, it's not likely to have been seen in the New York Times because I don't think anyone there has a sense of humor, frankly. but the gist of it is this, that, on this Tuesday, on the 2nd, which would, I gather, have been Dr. Seuss's 117th birthday, the institution that essentially looks after his legacy announced that it would not be publishing and selling six of his books, which were published between 1937 and 1950, because they portrayed negative stereotypes. And they say that ceasing sales of these books is only part of our commitment and our broader plan to ensure our catalog represents and supports all communities and families. And now, if that isn't the most, I can't even think of the word for it, but if that isn't the most condescending sentence, I haven't heard one in a long time. Because essentially, even if, and certainly by today's standards, those stereotypes may well be considered all of the things that they claim. Again, it's the failure to take into context historical perspectives. In other words, when these things were written. And I mean, you're looking at a man who's the second biggest grossing dead person in the arts. I think Michael Jackson is the only one who comes above him. And just to give you an idea of time rather than anything else, is that when he died in 1991, Jesse Jackson, who was then the most famous black politician in America, recited an excerpt from Green Eggs and Ham in a tribute on Saturday Night Live. As one of my colleagues so correctly said, I made the point that, you know, they didn't have to announce it. They simply could stop publishing and printing and selling it. He made the point that he thinks that, you know, that it shouldn't even be that, because A, people should be able to decide what they want to buy and decide if they're offended, don't buy it or get rid of it. And B, it is about a reflection of another time. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can go into a well-known bookshop down the road and buy Hitler's Mein Kampf. It's certainly some of these stereotypes are maybe a little bit rich in 2021, but if they were written in 2021, I could understand the outrage. But something that was written before the 60s even, really, I don't know. Apparently The Cat in the Hat is being looked at for possibly the same treatment, in which case I will just lay myself on the railway tracks.
You know, we had this conversation on air yesterday, and it was really interesting because of the very varied opinions amongst listeners. I just sat thinking about Shakespeare and The Merchant of Venice and how uncomfortable it makes me. And maybe if that particular play wasn't sold, well, maybe that would go a long way in terms of altering people's bad perceptions of Jewish people. I don't know. I struggle with this.
Yeah, I think to refer to, as one a librarian a few years ago said, because Melania Trump donated some books to the library, a school librarian, they were, quote, steeped in racist propaganda, caricatures, and harmful stereotypes. Well, that's the orthodoxy now, but it wasn't the orthodoxy then, and they may be a bit hurtful, but, you know, there are matters of degree in all of this. The other thing, of course, is that Merchant of Venice gives you some insight into, again, the era and the epoch that Shakespeare wrote in, and also the fact that those sort of attitudes towards Jews were par for the course. And I think there's a lot of history to be gained from it, and a lot of academic study has been undertaken around that issue. So I think, you know, to some extent we live life we experience the good and the bad, and the question is what you do with it. And I think Dr. Seuss, you know, it's not Shakespeare, but God, it rhymes well.
Yeah, although the pictures could be termed slightly offensive. I don't remember anything bad because it was read to me as a kid, but I did see the pictures yesterday and I thought, wow, these don't have a place today. I'm not saying they're in the books. I don't know what to do with them. It's a difficult issue and I'm glad you raised it. And thank you for that. Thank you for making us think. I don't know what the answers are, but thank you for making us think.
Good stuff.
Cheers, Sara. That was Sara Gonn of the Institute of Race Relations with yet another very controversial opinion, interesting opinion, not controversial, interesting opinion.